not a normal school year for millions of American high school students. Talk of war in the last 2 weeks has 17 and 18-year-olds on edge. For the first time, some may be considering issues such as enlistment, draft, killing, and dying. Sandy Toland visited two high schools in Massachusetts and found many students confronting a war that might affect them.
Rockport High, a dozen guys on the cusp of manhood in the courtyard at lunch hour.
My name is Jason Belzerini. I live in Rockport. My dad's a trash man.
My name's Emo Mackey. My dad's a plumber and my mom works in the school cafeteria.
I'm Curtis Wayman. Dad is a carpenter and my mom is working out at J. Doyle Backhoe.
My name is Brent Currier.
The working class sons of this postcard New England town sit in a circle on the grass, talking. The subject is war.
I'm not scared to like join the army or whatever, go into war and attack some of these dudes.
I'm just extremely angry at what's happened. And I don't agree with going over and killing innocent civilians like they did to us, but I'm definitely with agreement in going over there.
I want to go to war. If we end up going to war, I'll definitely sign up and go fight. I don't care when it is. I'll leave school. Doesn't matter.
Nobody wants to die. I'm sure everybody's scared, you know? Even if they say they're not, they're scared to die. But if you died in war, you'd at least be honored. And, like, you'd be dying for a purpose and everything.
Across Cape Ann in the old fishing port of Gloucester, four friends gather after school at the public library. Andrew, Una, Ivy, and Regine.
You know, I thought about all the people that died and all the people that are going to die more. And kids our age, we don't really think about that. You know, in our everyday lives, we're concerned about what clothes we're going to wear and, like, what our friends are doing. You don't think about what's going on in other countries.
If we go to war, I don't know, with Afghanistan or whoever over there, it's not going to be about our values or protecting our country as much as killing whoever happens to be living there who have nothing to do. I mean, women and children under the Taliban have no rights. They have no say in whether they sheltered Bin Laden or not. They're just going to be there minding their own business, and we're going to go over there, and they're not even going to know why we're killing them. And it's just going to be another Vietnam.
I understand that whole concept, but we have to show our strengths, too. I mean, we can't just be a weak country, no matter how much I would love to be someone that doesn't go to war.
Well, killing women and children doesn't show that we're strong.
Just attack, like, men that did this. They're hiding with women and children.
Just hitting them back is not going to be deterring terrorists from doing it again. It is going to be supporting them. We're just going to make fire them up.
I disagree with what you said, Andrew, that that you think it's going to bring greater conflict, because I think that it's going to send a big enough message. What they did was wrong. There was a huge loss of life on American soil, and we're not going to stand for it, and that's what the message we need to send.
War is never noble. Like, I mean, it's war. You kill people. It sucks, but that's war.
Being part of this country, it means that you can change things, bad things from happening. You can change the way the world sucks.
The people who are making the decisions, they're not going to war. They're sending pawns to go out to war that they don't really, what do they care if we live or die? I mean, why should we have to pay for their mistakes?
We're a part of this country, and as a part of this country, we therefore stand up for what they do because we're living here. If you don't like that, you can move, but when you choose to live here, you choose to go along with what we do.
This civil disagreement grows tense. Ivy and Regine from the school's ROTC program on one side, Andrew and Una on the other. Now the talk shifts to the echoes of another generation.
My mom tells me that soldiers that came back from Vietnam and stuff, like a lot of people, like, you know, disgrace them, kind of. They didn't come back as heroes. They came back as, like, you know, hey, you know, screw you, you went to Vietnam kind of thing. Like, you supported them when it wasn't really your decision to go. And, I mean, I just hope that, you know, if they do go off to war, that they'll come back as heroes and they'll be, you know, treated, you know, with respect and stuff as people who have gone to war should be.
If I have to end up going to go shoot masses of people, defenseless people, I will go crazy, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who's going to go crazy.
And we're going to take normal citizens and we're going to turn them into monsters. People who did this to us, we're going to turn them into them.
And I have lots of friends who say if they get drafted, they're going to go to Canada. If it comes to that, either going to Canada or going to war, I agree with them. I'll go too.
Like, life isn't fair, and so you should just have to suck it up and deal. It's not fair that you shouldn't run away just because, you have to be sent away. It's like, no, you should fight, and if other people don't have to fight, that's fine. You should deal with it.
I've been hearing so many people who don't have to go to war talk about going to war, seniors and women, no offense, but who'd say, yeah, we should go off to war, and when they're not the ones who are going to have to put their necks out, you know?
Una looks up at her friends across the table.
Everyone is somebody to someone. Like, all these people are someone's daughters and sons and cousins and people that they love and care about.
Actually, I was looking around kids in my class today, my sociology class, and I was thinking, like, you know, I could... That boy might not be sitting here a few months from now, and, like, the fact that you wouldn't be able to see his face, even though I don't even know his name, like, is just scary.
It's kind of hard to, you know, come to that realization that life is this hard.
Reporter Sandy Tolan spoke with students in high schools in Rockport and Gloucester, Massachusetts. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.